in New Orleans.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Let's come back to Wisconsin for a little bit from Afghanistan. Some very bad environmental news in Wisconsin, largely attributable to 8 years Scott Walker's governorship and then 2 years of the lame duck legislation that has hampered the DNR and Tony Evers. And here's the bad news. They've just announced that there are 92 bodies of water in Wisconsin that are impaired with chemicals that prevent fishing, swimming, and recreation. Now only 80% of the state's lakes and rivers are okay. We in Wisconsin have 86,000 miles of streams, 17,000 lakes, 650 miles of Great Lake coastline, 5 million acres of wetlands. They're all in jeopardy. Most recently from forever chemicals. When you say that only 80% of our state's lakes and rivers are okay for fishing, swimming, and recreation, that means that 20% of them aren't. This is Wisconsin. We have 17,000 lakes, 650 miles of Great Lakes coastline, 5 million acres of wetlands, 86,000 miles of streams and rivers. And what? 20% of them are unusable? All right, I'm getting angry about this. I'm going to talk real quick about what they did, but first I'm going to go to the line. Wisco Paul, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Wisco Paul?
Well, talking about Wisconsin this morning, the Republican Party owns the Senate and the Assembly. They haven't even confirmed Tony's cabinet yet. There's a gentleman in the conservation department. I think it's a 5-man board. He won't lead. The Senate won't confirm Tony's nomination. These people, I don't know. If they lose an election, they cry. They're crybabies if they lose. And such a petty thing not to appoint a sitting governor's cabinet. These guys are just... The environment is everything in this state, everything. And once you get north of, Stevens Point, it's almost all tourist industry for the most part. And you need to take care of the lakes up there. People go up there to fish, enjoy the outdoors, and a lot of people from Illinois go up there. So, but the Republican Party in this state, I don't see them losing power anytime soon. They just lost their way, especially on the environment. And like I said, just petty individuals not approving Tony's cabinet members yet. I guess you could call them complete jackasses. They're just they've turned into terrible people. And like I said, this 10 times in the show. I don't know who these people are anymore. Not the Republican Party I grew up with. So it's just a sad situation. These people are just vindictive, evil, if you will. I get worked up with forever chemicals and I'm sucking the rivers down and the corporate farm, everything. And okay, I'm gonna let you go. Thanks for listening to me out this morning.
Paul, I mirror everything you said, and here's some of the data. Okay, the DNR has given out from experts. The DNR has experts in water quality, in wildlife management. And they propose, for instance, certain levels of forever chemicals. And the Republican Party says, no, Voss has to approve it. You can't let the administrative agency experts do it. It has to be politically approved by the gerrymandered legislature. That includes the wolf kill, which we're going to talk about in a second. That includes forever chemicals and everything else. Walker basically stripped wetlands of state protection. State protection in Wisconsin was a lot better than federal protection, although there is some federal. And so there is some federal protection, but not the more enhanced state protections. But we have 86,000 miles of streams and rivers, 86,000 miles. if you circumnavigate the Earth, it's 25,000 miles at the equator. So that's over three times going around the world, And that's how many streams and rivers we have, miles. 17,000 lakes, 650 miles of Great Lakes coastline, Michigan and Superior, 5 million acres of wetland, and only 80% of them can be used for fishing, swimming, and recreation. Yeah, it's an economic thing, right? Paul's right. I mean, you go north of Stevens Point, it's a lot of tourism. There's a lot of tourism south of Stevens Point. But, you know, it's more than that. It's moral and it's quality of life. The quality of life in Wisconsin is what attracts executives here for businesses, makes it attractive for businesses to locate here, our education system, our environment. When we start to pollute that, and why are we polluting it? I told you in a show, I think it was last week, Rhinelander now has forever chemicals in many of its wells. Rhinelander. We know very well up in Marinette that's the case. We know very well in Kewaunee they're drinking bottled water like in Marinette, because of a CAFO, a corporate farm. We know that La Crosse has forever chemicals. We know that Madison has forever chemicals. Firefighting foam out at the airport. It's going around the state. Deer drink this water. They eat vegetation that was nourished by this water. You know, you don't like chronic wasting disease. Well, guess what? If it turns out that in venison, you're going to be drinking, you're going to be eating forever chemicals. You're going to go on deer hunt sometime and it's going to be catch and release, except you can't release them because you shot them. You take a picture, throw it in the dump. You know, what's going on out there? And what they did, the DNR, their terms expired, the Republicans, the obstructionists. So Evers appoints a couple of them. The one resigned, one of the Republicans, and the other one went in then, but one of them, Fred Prehn, the chairman, won't resign. His term expired May 1. He's been out for 3.5 months, except there's a technical rule in the case that said he can stay over for a little bit while they confirm his successor. That's because historically, they confirm him in a couple of weeks or a month, and then the new guy had come in. The Republicans are weaponizing that. They're not confirming any administrative agency heads or cabinet members. They let him linger on in the cabinet as acting. And Brad Paff was put in as acting agriculture then. They wouldn't confirm him. And then once they vote and don't confirm, he has to leave. Fortunately, he ran for the state Senate in La Crosse and held the seat for it. But in the DNR, you have this guy, Fred Prehn, voting on forever chemicals, voting on wolf harvest. What is this? The voters. Yeah, Luke, talk to us, Luke.
Yeah, last night, too, there's some breaking news on this story revolving Fred Prehn. Josh Call, Attorney General Josh Call, and the Department of Justice announced that they are taking legal action to remove Fred Prehn from his chairmanship of the Department of Natural Resources Board.
Great. Good going, Josh Call. Good going, Josh Call. In other words, it's one thing to say the old guy can hang on for a few weeks. It's another thing to say he hangs on for a whole gubernatorial term and puts forever chemicals in Rhinelander's wells. 20% of the wells in Rhinelander have forever chemicals in them. Look, there are streams around Madison you can't fish in. Did you know that? Before you do it, you call up somebody in City Hall and say, can I fish in this stream? You know, Wisco Paul is correct. The Republican Party is killing the environment in this state. Only 80% of our water can be used. And what, you don't care? Is anybody out there as a Republican thinks that's probably not a good idea? Like me and like Wisco Paul. We're going to a break. Lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.